Perhaps by now you've heard the Environmental Protection Agency study, which found that hydraulic fracturing contamination of drinking water wasn't as widespread as many had feared. Well, hot on the heels of that comes a new study, one of the largest independent surveys of water near fracking sites ever conducted in the U.S. Water quality was checked at 550 wells across 13 counties along the Barnett Shale. Paper's lead author, Zachariah Hildenbrand of the University of Texas at Arlington, joins us now. What did you find about water quality in the Barnett Shale?
What we found in a general sense is that where there is more drilling, there are more abnormalities in the water. And by abnormalities, I'm talking about volatile organic carbons. It just so happens that these are chemical species that are commonly used in the unconventional drilling process, whether it's the cleaning of drill bits, whether it's anti-corrosive agents, or whether it's organic lubricants used in the stimulation process during hydraulic fracturing. As we go into some of these counties where there are more drilling sites, we find that these chemicals are popping up much more in much greater frequency in these areas, as opposed to the counties of the Barnett Shale where there isn't as much drilling.
But let's just put fracking aside for just a moment. Is the water safe to drink from wells in the Barnett Shale area?
According to the Safe Drinking Water Act and current water regulations, we found that approximately 20% of the wells that we tested would not be safe for one or two various parameters. So, for example, we found dichloromethane in 121 of the 550 wells to be above the drinking water standard of 5 parts per billion. We also found benzene in 35 wells above the drinking water standard. So anytime you have water with these compounds at these concentrations, the EPA would deem that to be unsafe.
Okay, so but we're talking drinking water there. What about just using it day to day? I mean, if you take a shower, do you run a risk if your well is contaminated with any of these elements?
Well, some of these compounds are fat soluble, meaning that they can be absorbed through your skin. So particularly if we take a look at benzene or toluene or ethylbenzene or xylenes, any of these compounds can be absorbed through the skin. So it would be highly discouraged for one to use that for bathing because they can be absorbed through the skin and they can be stored in fat cells. So you could have a relative bioaccumulation, if you will, of these compounds over time.
Now, I want to talk about specifically, you looked at wells in several counties. I think Montague, Wise, Parker, Hood, Tarrant, Somerville, Johnson, Hill, Ellis, Dallas, Denton, Collin, and Cook counties. So we're talking about a very wide patch of land here. If you live in that area and you have a well, what should you do?
If I lived in these areas, the first thing I would do is get a comprehensive analysis done of my water. And then bearing those results, I would look at the various treatment options. For volatile organic carbons, you can protect yourself with, let's say, a carbon filter. And in some cases, we found people that had elevated levels of arsenic ions. Arsenic, for example, can lead to blood cancers. It can lead to kidney and liver cancer at high enough levels. And so in those cases, you'd be looking at a reverse osmosis filter. That, these are the kind of preliminary steps that you can take in terms of protecting yourself from these compounds.
Zachariah Hildenbrand of the University of Texas at Arlington. His study is sure to fuel more conversation about the relationship between fracking and underground water in North Texas. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a great day.